Guys, please stay back a little bit more. Yeah, there we go. Just want to create some distance there. Don't want to get the Rona. G'day, my name is Josh Withers. I am a civil marriage celebrant, which means I marry people. And this is a podcast, it's a vlog, it's a thing that occurs on the interwebs that is all about helping people like you plan a wedding, to get married. The people that don't identify with all the normies. We are talking to the rebels. This is the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. So today's video, I've recorded it a few times already and I got halfway and realized what I actually wanted to say. So I'm gonna start all over again. You're coming to me after about 30 minutes of recording and here's what I wanna say today. If you have engaged with wedding professionals to plan a wedding for, to create a wedding for you, photo, video, celebrant, venue, florist, planners, etc., and if the coronavirus has impacted your plans, I'm gonna boldly go on a limb and say on behalf of the entire industry, and if you're not this person, screw you, because you're an asshole. So talk for the rest of the industry that aren't. We want to provide that service for you. If you've booked me to be your celebrant, I want to be your celebrant. Like, I don't know, this is a pretty good gig. I'm not gonna be giving it up because of some virus. However, we only know what we know. And unless you haven't been watching the news and the web for a couple of days, it turns out we probably know all the same things. Because there's not a secret coronavirus hotline that wedding vendors are calling. There's not a secret hotline to the state premiers so we know which venues can open and close, we just don't. So step number one, if you're rescheduling your wedding in the era of the coronavirus, work with what you know. At best case scenario, this could be over in a number of months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know. Worst case scenario, it's over in 12 months. So if you're hoping to reschedule it, honestly, like we are rescheduling things to late 2020 and early 2021, and I hope that's something good, but we don't know. I reckon it'll be fine though. But only work with what you know. Don't go on hypotheticals, don't go on hopes and dreams, just work with what you know. And I'm going to reiterate it again, if you've booked us for your wedding, we want to be those people for you. However, this brings us to a new point. You might be wondering, how do we fit it all together? Josh is my celebrant and Briggsy's my photographer and blah, blah, blah. And like, how do we find dates that work? Well, here's the thing. You're actually at an advantage compared to most people who are planning a wedding and they maybe are getting married next year or they haven't got a date or something yet. You see, I think it is far more advantageous for your soul, far more advantageous for your whole wedding as a product, for you to choose a team that you value and trust and then find a date that works. You see, the common wisdom tells you that you book a venue, the venue tells you a date, you get a date, and you just go and find everyone else that's available on that date, and that sucks because it means maybe you want me to be your celebrant, but I just can't be because you're stuck on this date. So if you're rescheduling your wedding, you've chosen a team, you are at such an advantage compared to most of the people getting married because you've chosen a team. Now all you've got to do is find a date. How do you find a date? Work with what you know. And honestly, 2021 seems like a pretty good deal at the moment, but I don't know, who knows? Get your venue, celebrant, photographer, videographer, if there's maybe wedding planner, get them all on one phone call, a group FaceTime, get them on a Zoom or something like that. Guys, get your calendars out. Let's find a date that works. And here's a tip for the dates. There's a real movement to not rebook on a Saturday. Here's why. Two things. One, you're far more likely to find a non-Saturday date that we're all available on. Two, even if we were available on that Saturday, it means that we can possibly book that for a future wedding couple that get engaged next week or something like that, and they want to book a wedding. And what that means, and I know we don't like to talk about money much, but you want all of your vendors to continue to stay in business so that they can be your celebrant or your photographer, your venue. So I hope that you want us to run a sustainable business. You want us to be profitable. You want us to be making a revenue so that we can turn up to your wedding and be happy and awesome and excited to deliver the wedding service we want to you, which is a whole nother tangent. If you think about, getting discount, trying to get a good deal. If you actually thought about it in this way, I don't want my wedding to end up on a current affair because my photographer was too cheap and nasty and they just didn't turn up. They're not the asshole. You are for cheaping out on that. Choose vendors that are just good and awesome and great and will turn up on the day because they run a business model that is sustainable, AKA they earn enough money to stay in business. So that's why we're trying to do the don't book a Saturday date. I asked Britt for some advice for people that are rescheduling because of the coronavirus. She said, just be cool. You got a year or so, like cool down, calm down. You got so much time, know what's important, which is kind of where I wanted to end out today's. I've got some questions on Instagram I'll address in a second, but I just wanted to really round it out on this point. One of the most beautiful things about the coronavirus lockdown, or all of us being in self-isolation and whatnot, is that we're all being forced to really think about what matters to us, what's important to us. And hopefully in this, you've been thinking about that. You've been thinking about what really matters. Like, just imagine hypothetically, if the whole world was to go to shit, what would be really important to you? Try and translate that to your wedding and make sure that it makes its way out into all of your plans so that your wedding is an accurate representation of who you are and what matters to you as a couple. So I'll put the call out on Instagram, some questions about planning a wedding now that the coronavirus has kind of wiped out the year. So these are different times because A, there's some people who are in the middle of or have started planning a wedding, but maybe you haven't got a date. Maybe things haven't fallen apart from you, but you're like, ah, how do we get through this? Another one is that you did have a wedding plan and you know what's happened. Everything's been postponed or canceled or whatnot. And I suppose the first thing I wanted to talk about was that word cancel. It brings the fear of God into different people, me included, because is your wedding actually canceled? Big thing to think about. What I mean by canceled is it means it won't be happening anymore. We aren't getting married. So if that is the case, if the coronavirus has caused you to fall out of love and you're not getting married anymore, fair call. So it's canceled. But if you are still in love, if you are still someone who wants to enter into a union with another person, then consider your wedding postponed or changed, not canceled. That is a really helpful thing when you're contacting vendors and getting in touch with everyone and wondering what to do, is to make sure you're using good language, because cancel scares people. Also, cancel would invoke the contract that you have with your suppliers, that if you're canceling the contract, then that means you're not getting money back. And it also means you're not getting the service. But other words mean you can transfer that money you've already paid to another date, hopefully, if they're good people. And hopefully they all are. So use the word postpone if that's what you're doing. Use the word change if that's what you're doing. But use good words, use good English. Postpone, don't cancel. On to the gram questions. Stephen says, we should cover the logistics of a weekday wedding compared to a weekend wedding. Good idea. A weekday wedding is one that happens on a weekday, if you didn't know that. But the reason that's important in regards to rescheduling your wedding with coronavirus is it means you're probably going to get your whole team, and it means you probably will be a blessing to us all, and that we will just bend over backwards and do anything you ever want because you made our life easy, because our weekends are available to book for other people and our weekends aren't. It's kind of like when you fly. Have you ever noticed that maybe the flight that's at an inconvenient time is cheaper and the flight that's at a good time is expensive? Like, if you want to go to New York for Christmas, expensive. If you want to go to New York for January, or maybe February, for example, cheap. Because not everyone wants to go there then. It's a less in demand time of year. Same thing with your wedding vendors. It's just a blessing. The thing is, we're not a multinational airline. We're just a couple of kids at home doing creative work. Yeah, weekday wedding over weekend wedding. It's just better. And you know what? It's okay to have a party on a weekday these days. In fact, give everyone the opportunity to have some time off, take some time off work, and celebrate the fact that you guys are getting married. And if anyone chucks a hissy fit, blame it on the Rona. Sorry, Dad, Rona. Another thing to consider is that if your wedding plans are changing drastically, like maybe you want to keep your photographer, celebrant, officiant, video, whatnot, and the reception venue, but your ceremony venue's changed, consider timeline issues in regards to maybe you've got to drive further, that kind of thing. So just really ease up in your timeline. In fact, this is a good time to say, do we want to have a sunrise wedding? Do we want to have a sunset wedding, which is often the best time? I don't know why people have ceremonies hours before sunset. Sunset's the time to have it. So it's a good time to think through all of those things. Hamish is suggesting that I would offer a True Rebels guide to getting married in the Rona times, and with some ideas on how to break the rules around having five people. Here's one that Hamish wouldn't have expected. Get it live streamed. In fact, the camera I'm recording this on recorded the ceremony I did earlier today, and I'm going to upload it to the socials for the couple to share with their family. It's kind of quasi live streamed, but also I can live stream. Easy way to break the five person rule of the wedding. But maybe if you want to have people present, you know what? We've been in contact with the marriage law and celebrant section of the Attorney General's office this week, and they said that you might feel like you're getting away with it if like mum and dad are on a balcony or if they're further away, that kind of thing. The thing is, if they're present, they're present. And they're saying, I only have two witnesses present. And you know what? I'm not going to be the one that flouts the law in this time. I saw the New South Wales is locking down. You get locked up for 6 months. I don't want to be that guy. Hamish also mentions about having kids attend. Kids do account as two people. So it sucks. James poses the question, what if we plan for a new date and then the new date gets canned too? Do we just give up? Well, you know what? This comes back to what I was talking about earlier in regards to only work around what you know. And look, we don't know much right now. In fact, the best advice you might hear today is to actually not try and lock in a new date today. You just wait until you know something. Heck, it might all clear up next week and here we are, we're fine. But if your new date keeps on getting canceled and canceled, maybe just pull back and figure out how you can get married today and celebrate later. A video that I recorded but never released because I just didn't feel it was in good taste was focused on the fact that it's good to get married and it's good to celebrate. But maybe in these Rona times, we've got to separate those two. which could be a thing you want to consider. Have your ceremony today with me or your celebrant. Have a photographer and videographer film it and photograph it, and we'll play that at your reception in 6 or 12 months' time. Who knows when this will all clear up. But James brings up a really good question. What if your new date gets canceled as well? I would talk to all of your vendors about what that means to them. I know in light of the whole coronavirus situation, business is really hit hard for a lot of people. And so I've introduced a newer lower price package, but that package doesn't have the opportunity to change dates. Well, it does, it's a change fee attached to it. Whereas if you book my full fee, my full flexi fare, if you like, then yeah, you can change a thousand times you want. That's part of the deal. We just keep on changing if I'm available. So I would always have those conversations with your vendors at any point, coronavirus or not. What does it look like if a date gets canceled? Sarah hasn't got so much questions. She's opened with a really good idea. Be nice to people, particularly your vendors. Be kind. You'll get so much out of people. We will bend over backwards for you if you're kind. So good. Sarah goes on to say though, don't necessarily think you'll be able to book a comparable day to your original. Or be aware you might need to wait some time to get that Saturday. If a Saturday is really important to you, I would just really stop questioning yourself and say, why is this so important to you? However, if a Saturday is really important to you, maybe you're a school teacher, that kind of thing. I get it. Not everyone can take Thursday, Friday, Wednesday off work. So if a Saturday is really important to you, which means you might have to sacrifice on team, which means you might have to sacrifice on money and giving up money you've already paid to get a new team. Honestly, all of this is just about give and take, give and take. Another person comments saying, take it slow. We don't actually know when we're gonna be out of this. So we can talk about, yeah, we're gonna be out of it in a week or 6 months, whatever. You know what, 6 months, who knows? There's actually no evidence to say we will be out of it in 6 months. I don't know what the answer is gonna be. But take it slow, take a breather, stay calm, you've got all the time in the world. Something I've seen in a lot of Facebook groups as well is people wanting to put a booking down but not putting money down because of these uncertain times. I would remind you that we're all in uncertain times, we're all in unprecedented times, and I wouldn't expect anyone to hold a date without paying for it. For anything, especially a wedding. So I understand we're all in uncertain times, but don't make the times more uncertain for your vendors. I don't want to get on some high horse and go, oh, look after your vendors. But hey, we're all real people as well. And the thing is, we want to create awesome weddings for you, and we want you to have a great day. So maybe consider that as you're making payments, and maybe making early payments, all that kind of thing. This has been The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name is Josh Withers. You can find other episodes at www.therebels.guide. Please share this around with people so they can see it. If you know people getting married, let them know how they can have a really awesome wedding in this time of the Rona. And if you've got questions to submit for me to answer, then hit me up, hello@therebels.guide.